Comanche Moon by Larry McMurtry. The recording of this book has been supported by the Ranmore Charitable Trust.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dedication for Susan Sontag. She's rangered long, she's rangered far. Book 1. Chapter 1. Captain Inish Skull liked to boast that he had never been thwarted in pursuit, as he liked to put it, of a felonious foe, whether Spanish, savage, or white. "Nor do I expect to have to make an exception in the present instance," he told his 12 rangers. "If you've got any sacking with you, tie it around your horses' heads. I've known cold sleet like this to freeze a horse's eyelids, and that's not good. These horses will need smooth use of their eyelids tomorrow when the sun comes out and we run these thieving Comanches to ground." Captain Skull was a short man but forceful. Some of the men called him Old Nails due to his habit of casually picking his teeth with a horseshoe nail. Sometimes, if his ire rose suddenly, he would actually spit the nail at whoever he was talking to. "This'll be good," Augustus said to his friend Woodrow Call. The cold was intense and the sleet constant, cutting their faces as they drove on north. All the rangers' beards were iced.